And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Over the last few years, we've seen an increase in the number of media stories related to concussion in athletes, and in particular, young athletes. Does that mean that we're seeing an increase in the number of injuries, or does that mean that there's more of an awareness concerning concussions? With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Aaron Gray, a sports medicine specialist in the Department of Family Medicine and Orthopedics at University of Missouri Healthcare. Dr. Gray, what is a concussion?
So concussion is a temporary brain injury where there's force transmitted through the brain. So it can happen in a couple different ways. So the most common way you think is when someone's head gets struck, like a football player when they get hit in the head. Another way that it can happen is if you have a force transmitted through your body. So say if you fall on your side and then you have some whiplash in your head and that force is transmitted to the brain.
So is the injury then related to the force or the brain impacting the inside of the skull?
Yes, we know that it's when the brain kind of gets sloshed around. And so when that happens, you immediately see a change in some of the chemicals of the brain and also in the blood flow of the brain. If you were to get a standard MRI or a CAT scan, you wouldn't see any structural changes, but it's much more of a small-scale change or a functional change.
So when you say functional change and you're not able to see it on an MRI, does that mean that you're looking more for symptoms that are more evident related to how the person should normally be behaving?
And that's exactly correct. And that's the challenge of diagnosing a concussion. So the symptoms, so we look for a few different things. One is we look for symptoms such as headache, dizziness, loss of balance, nausea, some memory loss. We also look for things like that processing skills, such as not being able to recall words or not being able to kind of think clearly. So those are some of the initial things that we often look for when we're on the sidelines assessing somebody for an injury like this.
Once someone's been assessed or has been diagnosed as having a concussion, how do you treat it?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we do if we're on the sideline of a football game is we take the athlete's helmet because they'll often want to try to sneak back in the game. But then after the game, we do a lot of education with the player and their parents, talking about some of the things to initially watch for to make sure that there's no more serious injury. Once we've ruled out any serious injury, the treatment for concussion is complete mental and physical rest. Because we know that if you try to exert yourself or if you try to do a lot of hard work with your brain while you're still suffering symptoms of concussion, that'll make those symptoms worse and then often prolong the recovery period.
How long would that recovery take then?
Mm-hmm. Each athlete and each individual with a concussion is completely different. So some people will be able to, their symptoms will be gone in a few days, and then we can gradually increase their activity and get them back to play. The concern with our younger athletes and our teenage athletes is that we know that they heal or recover a lot longer than, say, college or professional athletes. So if you see a professional athlete that has a concussion in a game and then they're back the next week, many parents and players think that that's how they should respond as well. Well, in truth, that is very far from the truth. About 50% of high school students that have a concussion will still have symptoms 7 days after a concussion.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion involves head injuries and young athletes. With a younger athlete, are concussions more dangerous than with an adult?
So with younger athletes, the mind is still growing and developing, and so often the symptoms will last longer and the recovery lasts longer. So we know that you're much more vulnerable to suffer a second concussion if your first concussion hasn't fully resolved. And where we get concerned about long-term effects is when athletes have had repeated concussions. And so my biggest thing that I try to do is to make sure that we keep athletes from participating too quickly and suffering that second concussion. And that's why I have all my athletes who are still having symptoms at complete mental and physical rest until the symptoms go away. And then when they do go away, we work them back on about a 5-7-step program until we're confident they're able to fully play without symptoms.
And you mentioned long-term effects. What are some long-term effects?
So some of the long-term effects that we are seeing now in some professional athletes that have retired are some have daily headaches for a few years. We're seeing some possible longer-term effects of increased depression. Unfortunately, there's been a few NFL athletes that retired that have committed suicide. And so they're, you know, starting to wonder if there's a link between that and repeated concussions. And so, the biggest thing I try to do is not to scare people, but just saying that, you know, when properly managed, our biggest goal is to prevent that recurrent or that second or third or fourth concussion. And often those happen with a less of a hit than the first concussion if it's within that vulnerable period.
Dr. Gray, there's been a lot of media attention toward concussion in young athletes. Does that mean that we're seeing an increase in the number of kids being injured?
So we're probably not seeing an increase in the number. We're probably seeing a much greater awareness. And so, as you know, you see from many of the articles that you're seeing trickle-down effect from the National Football League and the increased concern with concussions, and there's a lot of litigation involving former athletes who are having problems now from concussion. One benefit that we see in our high school and youth levels is that when issues are addressed at the professional level, that often they trickle down. And so the good thing is that we're seeing a lot of increase in concussion awareness amongst coaches and players and parents. I had the opportunity recently to talk to the Columbia Youth Football League, the CYFL, and we had about 50 to 75 coaches who showed up for a training session on the signs and symptoms of concussion. It was very well received, and that's our biggest thing now is teaching the symptoms and what to be aware of and the importance of resting those athletes, not returning them to play the same day. So one of our mottos is that we say, you know, it's much better to miss one game than to miss the whole season. And that's really the truth with these concussions, is that we want to make sure that if an athlete needs to sit, that we get them out of the game and not let these symptoms go on for all season.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Gray for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.